News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Cabinet has approved the transfer of ownership of the Montego Bay Convention Centre in St. James to the Ministry of Tourism. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says his ministry will assume responsibility for the operation, management and marketing of the facility in partnership with the Ministry of Finance. Prior to Cabinet's decision, the facility was managed by the Urban Development Corporation. This new management, Mr. Bartlett says, is a vital component of plans to position Jamaica to tap into the knowledge tourism market.
And it offers a great opportunity for us to be a center for meetings and short courses and all sorts of celebrations by different thinkers and professional groups. Jamaica can become the Davos for tourism, if you will, in the region.
The tourism minister was speaking at a GIS think tank session last Tuesday. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced that Jamaica has signed the International Labour Organization ILO Domestic Workers Convention C-189. The convention requires member states to take measures to ensure the effective promotion and protection of the human rights of all domestic workers. Delivering Jamaica's policy statement at the United Nations UN High-Level Panel on the Economic Empowerment of Women at the UN General Assembly last Thursday, Prime Minister Holness said Jamaica is in the process of ratifying the convention.
Our instrument of ratification is in the process of being deposited with the depository of the convention, the Director General of the International Labour Office. We look forward to the early universalization of the convention and encourage states that have not yet done so to ratify the instrument as soon as possible.
Prime Minister Holness recognized the presence of President of the Jamaica Household Workers Union, Shirley Price, noting that she has been a staunch advocate for women's empowerment and the rights of domestic workers. The Prime Minister is in New York for the 71st United Nations General Assembly. Jamaica is expected to record over 4 million tourist arrivals this year. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says for the February to September period, Jamaica recorded 1.5 million stopover arrivals and over 1 million cruise visitors for a total of 2.5 million visitors. Another 1.5 million visitors are projected by the end of the year for a total of 4 million visitors to the island for 2016.
It would be a significant milestone because in terms of our projection for the 5 million in 5 years, we are likely to exceed it. If we continue at the rate that we are now going, and with the new rooms that are likely to come on stream, Jamaica is well positioned to achieve those targets.
Minister Bartlett says by year end, Jamaica should be closer to achieving the target of 5 million tourists per year within the next 5 years. And the Jamaica Agricultural Commodities Regulatory Authority, JACRA, is to be established following the recent passage of a bill in the House of Representatives. The authority will merge and replace the existing coffee and cocoa industry boards. The regulatory functions of the Coconut Industry Board and the Export Division of the Ministry. The JACRA will be responsible for the development, regulation, promotion and standardization of the agricultural commodities industry. Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda says the move will ensure the efficient and competitive development of the sector. The authority will assume responsibility for the boards, including the setting of quality standards for coffee, coffee blends, cocoa, coconut, and spices such as nutmeg, turmeric, pimento, and ginger. The legislation also provides for the creation of a Director General who will be tasked with the daily administration of the authority and report to the Board of Directors. The JACRA bill will now be sent to the Senate for approval. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
I remember when I didn't like school and Mommy used to have to wake me up.
Tabla, hurry up. You're going to be late for school.
Hey, now that I have a tablet, you don't need to wake me up. Since Mommy and Daddy bought me a tablet, I use my tablet for all kinds of cool stuff. I use my tablet to read books. I use my tablet to learn about history and science. I use my tablet to help with my homework. I even use it to talk to my daddy at work. Hello, daddy!
Learning is easy and fun with a tablet. Take care of your tablet. Use it wisely.